This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
All right, everyone, welcome to this week's edition of the New Japan Purocast, your weekly audio source for all things in the world of New Japan Pro Wrestling. It is Sunday, November 26th, almost 1:30 in the afternoon as we are recording this, and today, Damon, we're going to be talking a little World Tag League. We're going to be talking a little Tokyo Dome news. We still have a lot left in the World Tag League, much to my chagrin, right?
Yeah, listen, it's your favorite time of the year. I mean, this and Fantasticomania. This is this time that you shine, Colin.
Oh yeah, these are the most meaningful for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you gonna do? We talked about this a little bit off the air.
We did.
Oh, and hi, welcome everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the broadcast. Gather around the fire, kids. Bring the whole family on this Thanksgiving weekend, Colin.
Yeah, that's right. I had a pretty pleasant Thanksgiving. How about yourself?
I always have a wonderful time. I went down to Baltimore, of course, and with the friends down there, so it's always a wonderful time.
Now, let me ask you something.
Go ahead. Yes.
Thanksgiving has got to be at the top of the list in the Damon McDonald holiday rankings, I would imagine. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Thanksgiving's number one.
That's a good call. It's up there, and it's only been up there in recent years, to be truthful, because a lot of times, you know, you would go over like the in-laws and you'd just be like, oh fucking Christ, I can't stand spending 5 minutes with these people. So I really wouldn't look forward to it. But then other times, like if I'm cooking in the house, like I could put together a fucking Thanksgiving meal.
You do the turkey and all that?
Do I ever. The mac and cheese and the sweet potato casserole.
Stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably my favorite part of the Thanksgiving smorgasbord, the stuffing.
I'm down with it. And you know what? You could be a little creative with the stuffing. You want to do a little apple chestnut? I'm down.
This girl who I went to college with, she lived right across the hall, and she used to make.
Was she walking down the hall faster than a cannonball?
I don't get the reference.
Yes, you do. Come on, you can see.
Oh, I don't get the reference. What is it?
Where were you when we were getting high? Come on.
What?
It's Oasis. Come on.
I'm not a big Oasis guy.
You know, Champagne Supernova. You've heard the fucking song Champagne Supernova.
I'm sure I have.
Exactly.
That's just not my world, man. But anyway, as I was saying, nobody gives a damn about this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Yeah, so this girl across the hall.
Yeah, we have to kill time.
In college. You know, she was pretty much like all Italian, and like her Italian grandmother or whatever, this stuffing recipe with like bacon and shit. Ooh. Oh my God. Well, not shit, but you know what I'm trying to say. This was like one of the most creative takes on stuffing that I have ever had the pleasure of tasting, and delicious, I might add.
Yeah, I like when they fucking do it right. There's nothing worse than a shitty Thanksgiving, right?
No.
There's nothing worse than somebody who's like, we had instant potatoes, and you know, listen.
Do you know that? You know what Brian Alvarez had?
What did he have?
He had frozen lasagna.
Did he really? Why? Why would you do that?
Because he's in Hawaii and everything was closed.
Oh, okay. Well, I was in Bali this time last year, Colin.
Yeah, you were. I remember the infamous Bali show.
Oh, I was talking about that over the weekend. Oh, what a nightmare. That fucking... You know, we were talking about that massage. I still, to this day, Colin, still haven't talked about that massage, which was one of the most traumatic experiences in my life.
Oh, no.
That I got to share with at the exact same time with my friend Gabby. I never told the story because I don't know. We were in a
weird... I think you were waiting for like the right time.
And it never happened.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. You built it up and built it up, and then we got nothing.
Right, but the problem is that it would need to be a podcast in and itself, because it's a very long story. Like it's almost like 24, where it's like a split screen where things are happening to me with this massage, and things are happening at the exact same time to Gabby in a room right next door. It's like you could split screen the camera and go back and forth, and it was one of the craziest stories I've ever can tell. It might be to this day, and I'm teasing it, and I'm not even going to tell the story. Everybody's going to be like, "Fucking David sucked. They talked about it for 5 minutes, never talked about the story," because I can't. It's such a long story, but it has become, Colin, and you know me. You know, in my 40 some odd years, I've got some fucking stories, right? I got some fucking tales, right? I got some tales of shenanigans.
You've been through a lot.
Been through a lot. This is my go-to bar story.
This has become that says a lot, man.
It really is, but I'm not doing it right now. So anyway, we are in Bali. But
maybe next week.
Maybe next week. Yeah, when we're so bored of the World Tag League. So,
when?
You want to talk about World Tag League, Colin?
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to talk about World Tag League. We've got, like I alluded to earlier, lots of shows still on the horizon. We're going to be talking about some of those matches that we're going to be seeing. And we're going to talk about what we've seen so far, what stood out to us, and just our general consensus thus far as it pertains to the World Tag League.
What do you think so far? I mean,
it's what I expected.
Right. Okay. And what did you expect?
I expected good to solid tag matches.
Right.
And not much more, because as I was saying to you before we hit record, and this is not going to sound like a great commercial for New Japan Pro Wrestling, but you could theoretically stop watching right after Power Struggle, just stop watching and not resume until the Tokyo Dome, and pretty much miss nothing. And I hate to say that, but that's this time of year. This time of year and February are my least favorite times of the year in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I don't want to sound like I'm shitting over anything, because like you said, nothing has been bad. Nothing. Yeah. It's just, okay, these are good matches. You know, let's
right,
kind of speed
gonna
it
knock
up here.
Your socks off. Yeah, nothing's going to knock your socks off. Nothing's going to dazzle you, or, you know, you're not going to, you know, call your friends who aren't New Japan fans and say, well, you got to watch this best friend Suzuki-gun match, you know, right? That's just not going to fucking happen. But in the same breath, these shows are easily digestible. This was, and I caught up big time today. I didn't catch a lot of the shows until today. Because I would check online and I would see, you know, I would kind of use other people as guinea pigs to see what they felt were strong matches. If there's anything that I needed to get right on the internet, get on New Japan World and watch. And not a person was, you know, there were people that had matches that they liked. You know, there were people that, you know, this is a good match. This is fine. This is good. But nobody's going out of their way to saying, you got to catch this match, or you got to, you know, or Eric's not texting me saying, hey, you missed this match. This is outstanding. That being said, you know, catching up today, I thought I saw some good stuff. Easily digestible. You're not. And here's another thing. You don't have to sit through the before intermission shows. You're just watching the
right. They just post the matches on NJPW World, and
right.
You know, you can kind of pick and choose, which is, I mean, yeah, I guess in a way that's a positive thing about this time of year, because like I said, you're not going to necessarily miss anything, so you can kind of pick around at what, you know, and choose what matches look most interesting to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff that look good. Like I said, last week I went into the World Tag League trying to have more of a, okay, look, I'm not going into this watching, you know, the greatest of pro wrestling. I'm going into this, let's see how Sami Callihan looks with Juice. I'm going into this looking at Cobb and Elgin and see how they look. I'm going into this saying, okay, let's look at best friends and see what nonsense they're getting into. And really, an RA, see how, you know, how his leg's holding up. So it's more along the lines of that, as opposed to, especially as, you know, the World Tag League starts, right? I mean, we're just getting warmed up. The teams are collecting points. We're kind of shuffling, you know, the order of who's where. And it's, and I can't say, and again, we say that it's really not that important. It is important in the scope of getting from a beginning point and an end point in World Tag League. But in the overall arch of New Japan Pro Wrestling in a calendar year, I mean, the second week of December is when really you need to, you know, focus on World Tag League. You know, this thing ends, what, December 11th in Fukuoka, right?
Yep, December 11th. That is 2 weeks away.
Right. So we have, you know, we have a lot of this that we're going to have to shuffle through. And please, if somebody tweets us, well, this is why they do it. I get it. I know why they do it. I know why we're doing this. This is a very, I don't want to say safe, and I put that in air quotes, but this is a very safe way to connect the dots, cross the bridge, whatever dumb metaphor you want to use, to get to the dome. Right? This is all this is. This is... We don't have an off season in pro wrestling, kids.
This is the off season.
This is the off season, sort of, right? There's no, you know, you're not going to see Okada, right? Unless they decide they're going to put on the undercards, right?
Right.
You're not seeing Okada. You're not seeing Omega. You're not seeing Tanahashi. You're not seeing Naito. You're not seeing Jay White. You're not seeing Chris Jericho.
No.
You know. Who?
I don't think you're going to see him much after the Tokyo Dome either, but we'll get into that later.
I don't think so either. I think, you know, looking at, you know, one, maybe Dash. I actually, you know what's weird?
What's that?
I have like a pseudo dream. It's kind of like, oh, I broke my streak, by the way, Colin.
Oh, I did break. Well, I mean, we all knew that was going to happen. It's the holidays.
Right. You know, that's my excuse.
That's your convenient excuse that is at your fingertips.
Yeah, holidays, you know? What am I going to do, sit there with a fucking La Croix in my hand?
I know, duels.
Hey, like a maniac? Are you kidding me? Give me a, so, you know. What was my point? A holiday. Boy, I literally just had an Alzheimer's moment. I have no idea what the fuck my point was.
Talking about, well, I had mentioned Chris Jericho. You're not going to see him much after the Dome.
Oh, yeah. I had a dream.
Damon, I had a dream.
I had a dream.
About Chris Jericho.
That we all can unite in pro wrestling. Okay. The dream was that Ibushi caused Omega to lose, which led to Ibushi Omega at Dash. I don't think they would do that, though.
No, I don't think, I don't think that would be a wise booking decision either, to give Omega Ibushi away at Dash. But
so you're saying don't tweet Kevin Kelly this. Don't.
No,
text
no, don't. Don't.
No, he was like, don't take it to him. Okay. All right. So that's that. All right. Again, getting back to my World Tag League.
I don't think that is a premonition.
Yeah.
I think that is too many Guinnesses. I think that's what that is.
I think it's one too many old fashioned. Again, getting back to World Tag League, Colin. I've enjoyed what I've watched. They were easily digestible shows. You're only watching the four matches from each night, each block. Nothing completely out of control. Nothing great. Lots of good.
Any standout teams currently?
I don't know if I have a standout team. I have standout matches. I think I liked the War Machine Best Friends.
Yeah, War Machine Best Friends. I actually watched that last night, as a matter of fact, because, again, like, there's a match. Huh, that's kind of interesting on paper. And it kind of delivered beyond my expectations almost. I mean, there was some comedy in the very beginning, if you remember that, but I'll tell you what, once it got going, it turned out to be a pretty damn good match.
I enjoyed that one. Like I said, I don't think that this is a match that where you know, you're going to go out of your way to watch. I wouldn't put it in that category, but I think it was the one of the better matches that I've seen so far from World Tag League.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, as much as I like to shit on them and poke fun and give little digs on them, I thought it was either yesterday's or the day before's. It was Hangman Page and Takahashi, who I was very disappointed with. The entrance music was Hangman Page's. Who were they going against? And it was a really decent match.
And that was from earlier this morning?
Was it this morning?
Let me check on that really quick.
It was either this morning or the day before. Who did they go again? And Hangman Page got the win, which was Goto and Yoshihashi.
Oh, yeah, right. Goto and Yoshihashi. Yes, that was from earlier this morning.
I thought that was pretty good. I enjoyed that. And here's the thing about Hangman Page, and again, we'll get deeper into these matches as we go along. That match in particular, I thought was really odd. And the thing that I thought was odd was this. Listen, I know everybody's going to bust my balls about me calling Chaos heels and all that stuff. And I get it. And they're heels. I'm sorry. They're fucking heels. They just, whoever they're wrestling is, you know, but
that's from Saturday's show, by the way.
Was it Saturday?
Yeah,
okay.
Saturday show.
Yeah, I binge watched as much as I could.
I know we're all over the place here.
We are. That's okay. So this match, Hangman Page, he worked like a baby face, like no other. I couldn't. He's doing flips and he does that outside the ring shooting star press. And he's doing moonsaults. And I kid you not, he is working. And you knew they were the heels. I mean, you against Goto and Yoshihashi, they were absolutely the heels.
But he's doing all these baby face maneuvers. Like, you know, when was the last time a heel did a shooting star press off the apron?
Right. Right. And again, you know, he's not fucking Will Ospreay, right?
No.
I mean, so I'm just like, and even just his gimmick in general, he's a wild guy, right? He's a crazy loose cannon type of guy, you know, with his noose and his.
He's the hangman.
He's the hangman. He's working like fucking Ricky Morton, like he's fucking Jim Brunzel in there. I thought that was really weird. And he's doing like you know, he's like tapping the ring pad, you know, getting the crowd to clap along for the hot tag, and I'm just like, what is he doing?
And that's another one of the positive things about this tournament, actually, because it sort of gives guys like a Hangman Page an avenue to really shine more than they would the rest of the year. Because, like, when was the last time, Damon, that you ranted and raved about something that Hangman Page did? But, like, you know, here he is in this match teaming with Yujiro against Yoshihashi and Goto. Like, there's a perfect, you know, little area for Hangman Page to sort of carve out a little gem for himself during the course of the year.
And I guess that might be a plus and a minus in our eyes, too.
Yeah, right? It kind of is a minus, too. But if you want to look at it positively, which is what I'm trying to do here today, Damon, and throughout the rest of the year. with many, many things in life. That's one of the positives. Guys who you don't normally think about the rest of the year, they're given a little opportunity to shine.
I agree 100%, and I do like that, all right? And that's what this is. And that might be another reason why we were pleasantly surprised to find no Okadas, no Omegas, no Tanahashi, you know.
Right. They're not going to be, you know, working like it's Sumo Hall, you know.
Right.
Right before the Tokyo Dome.
Right. So that's a positive, you know. So, again, a guy like Hanare can get extra work. Hangman Page can get extra work. And again, I like the fact that you see even these fresh faces. Now, the fresh faces that they did bring in for this tourney.
Yeah, which are, let's see, we got
Callahan.
Sammy Callahan, right?
Give me a thumbs up or thumbs down on Sammy so far, Colin.
I'm kind of lukewarm towards Sammy.
Okay. Like, what do you like about it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No. I was going to say nothing that he has done thus far has blown me away. I still say that he has the worst in-ring gear of any performer in the business today. But again, nothing that he's been doing has been like bad.
No. Nothing sloppy. Nothing's like dangerous. I think it's very
solid.
I mean, he's not doing anything. I wouldn't even go so far as to say he's doing much that would warrant a mess up. You know what I mean? It is very safe what he's doing. He's not really going outside the box in any way. I don't know. I'm not feeling the Sammy. I'm gonna be truthful. Right now, I'm not feeling it.
I'm feeling the Cobb though. I'll tell
I'm
you that much.
I'm feeling the Cobb.
Right, and I want those T-shirts made. By the way, feel the Cobb.
That's pretty hot, actually. That should be your gimmick, my man.
Yeah, somebody. We got to get that on Pro Wrestling Tees. Feel the Cobb.
Feel the Cobb.
Yeah, him and Michael Elgin, I'll tell you what. You know, I was looking forward to that Matt Riddle, Jeff Cobb pairing, and of course that didn't happen. But if there was any guy who they were going to stick Jeff Cobb with in this tournament, Elgin, boy, this has been a real meaty, beefy tag team, has it not?
Yeah, it's right up your alley, right?
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
They had that match with KES from...
Did you like that?
The 24th, I believe. Yeah, I thought it was real good.
I don't know if it was real good. First of all, that building made me laugh watching those matches,
yeah.
Right? Because they do the old Mid-South gimmick, right? Where it's complete pitch dark everywhere, and there's just like that one single spotlight over the ring.
Somebody's gonna hook me up with them, by the way. This Mid-South for like from 86.
I have it all.
We need Connor, right, but I need like an archive that I could stream. Damon,
listen to me.
Yes,
that's my hard. That's the hard drive. That's has all, and it's labeled NWA Mid-South 81 through 89.
Well, listen, you gotta get that up on a Google Drive.
I had somebody that was actually somebody who was posting a lot of stuff on Facebook back when I had the Facebook.
Yeah.
I think it was called Wrestling Territories. He had all kinds of great stuff he would put on Facebook, and I would take him off of Facebook and put him on my drive to hang on to, right? So he would have like the entire like Morocco snooker feud, and he would post every day new stuff, like chronologically, really great. And he hit me up and he's like, hey, can you get that up on a drive? And I was like, yeah, you know what? I could do that, blah, 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 blah. You know, never did it.
Damon, if you just put 1986 up on a drive, Google Drive, I will be eternally grateful.
Oh, see, now you're eternally grateful.
Eternally grateful.
I could use that. Yeah, but I have that right in front of me. I have that disc, My Passport Ultra.
Yeah, right, and you know why I'm talking about this? Because on our Twitter feed that I go on, and you don't go on. We follow, of course, Gaijin Eric, right?
I know him.
And yeah, you do know him. And he's constantly posting about this UWF 1986 and about how awesome it is. And it's making me quite jealous.
Colin, it is some of the best pro wrestling.
Because I subscribe to that godforsaken network, that useless network where they don't even upload anything. Like, they have everything at their disposal, but we're just going to sit on this for God knows how long. But I'll stop that rant there.
I forgot I even had a network, to be truthful. I haven't watched it in months.
Oh, it's going. It's going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're getting rid of it?
Yeah.
You had enough, huh?
Listen, I need to cut costs somewhere. What don't I use in my life that isn't serving me is this network.
I was going to say Brazzers account. No, but you're using that.
Damon, I don't. I'm a very classy guy. I don't.
You don't do the Brazzers?
I don't view such.
You're not. All right. Now we're getting into the nonsense world. All right.
Look at the more classy websites, Damon.
Really? You're the black and white nudes? Is that what you're into?
Yes. Victorian era.
Nice. Corsets, right?
No, seriously, though. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
You had mentioned this arena doing the Mid-South gimmick.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of, the single spotlight, you know, single cam, single spotlight.
It does take you out of the match a little bit.
The crowds were tough. Yeah, those were tough crowds. I felt bad for Cobb and Elgin and KES. I think that somewhat hurt my enjoyment of the match because it was very easy to go right to the phone, right, and start, let's see what's going on here, you know, let's see what nonsense I can get into, right? Very easy to do. Because you could go like 2 or 3 minute stretches and not hear a peep.
Yeah.
Except you hear Lance Archer, you know, yapping.
You did hear them talking a lot. KES. I did notice that.
Yeah. That wasn't bad. That was.
Of course, you could hear Elgin going, "Come on, Jeff! Come on, Jeff!"
Speaking of which, Michael Elgin's going to help us with the Takayama Fund as well.
Oh yeah, you had kind of filled me in on that a little bit.
I know we're all over the map. You want to finish World Tag League, and we'll talk about the Takayama Fund.
What we'll do is we'll finish World Tag League, talk about Takayama, talk a little Dome, and on we go from there. So anyway,
all right, that sounds good.
Getting back to the World Tag League, yeah, Jeff Cobb and Michael Elgin, you know, I think we all knew that would be one of my favorite tag teams. I've also been enjoying Best Friends.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. Not as much as Elgin and Cobb, but...
Do you like the nonsense? There's a little bit of nonsense, a little sarcasm, little goofiness.
Well, that's kind of what I mentioned with that War Machine match. I understand why it's there. I understand that some people might like it. Truth be told, I could do without a lot of that, and because they're a great team. Actually, they're both really good pro wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I thought that the War Machine match was very good. But yeah, if you cut a little bit of that out, I would be an even bigger fan of the Best Friends.
I think they're bored, right?
At this point, they have to be.
I mean, seriously, I mean, you get in the ring and you're just kind of like, all right, what are we going to do tonight? And sometimes I'm not even speculating. I'm sure it's out of boredom. It's out of, let's have some fun. Let's get a laugh or two. You know, we got 2 more weeks of this. I'm sure that's a lot of it. And I think here's the thing, though. I don't mind it, especially on shows like this. These are harmless shows. So, you know, if they're trying to make themselves laughs, eventually I'll get a chuckle out of it, too, I'm sure. I'm sure that they give a shit if I laugh or not. They're trying to amuse themselves at this point. But I think they've done... Well, like I said, I like this match. I think that that War Machine match was very good. Trying to think of any other standouts that they had.
Elgin and our Best Friends,
Best Friends, yeah.
Best Friends specifically. Yeah. I can't really think. I want to say that the War Machine match is probably the best thus far.
I think so. I think it's the best match I've seen in the tournament. That's the problem. Right, a lot of these matches are going to be they're all going to fall in the same bucket, so they're going to get lost. So literally a day or two later, it's very easy to forget about something that you might have enjoyed 4 days ago or 5 days ago, right? Because they all seem to kind of fall into the same. I didn't want to say rut. That sounds like I'm not enjoying it.
You were talking about go ahead, finish that thought.
No, I am enjoying it. They just all kind of fucking congeal together, it feels like.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I was gonna ask you, what do you think of Juice being paired with Sammy Callahan? I personally would have liked it better if Juice was paired with Finley, and then of course Kitamura could have been paired with Oka. That's the route I would have gone, but Juice and Sammy together as a unit, thoughts?
I'm not a fan. I hate to say it. I'm not enjoying Sammy Callahan so far. And again, we still have a little ways to go, but
I think they were both in NXT at the same time, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Might be true. I don't know. I think Sammy Callahan's a real weird fit for New Japan.
I was scratching my head the moment I heard him being mentioned in the same breath as New Japan. Like, huh, really?
Yeah.
That's an American indie worker if I ever saw one.
Yeah. I've enjoyed his work. I don't know. It's just a weird fit for me. Like, I usually would like the contrast of styles in a tag team or even between tag teams, right? So between like we always talk about, like a War Machine and a Young Bucks, right?
Right.
Like that's enjoyable. And if you can find a way to kind of incorporate that in a team, that might be interesting as well. I'm just not feeling this one. I don't know why, man. And I don't even think it's anything like a knock against Juice or a knock against Sammy in particular. I don't know. There's just something I'm not feeling on this one.
How about Finley and Kitamura? Again, I thought that it would have served Kitamura better to be paired with Oka rather than this Finley pairing.
Yeah, I mean it's been fine.
But not very interesting though.
No, and I think that I would have enjoyed the idea of two young lions, you know, and the possibility of them finding a way to squeeze out a win would be more interesting to me.
Yeah, I'm more of a fan for doing this in the future of pairing young lions together rather than there being a senior on the team. Like for whatever reason, I just don't think that anybody really fares that great there.
Right. But I think again, there is that New Japan self-serving motivation of, hey, you know what? For a month, you're teaming with somebody who's been there, done that, has experienced a lot of things and you can learn from. Right. I don't know if they would get the same learning benefits if it were two young lions together as a team, as opposed to the learning benefits of having a Finley, a Togi Makabe,
right,
as your tag team partner each and every time out. I think that, you know, again, for our purposes, for our entertainment purposes, for a fan's entertainment purposes, again, it's not castor oil. Did I just use a castor oil? Has anybody listening to this fucking show ever had a castor oil? Oh, no one.
I sure haven't.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you that much.
Has anyone listening to the show fought the Nazis?
Right? You never know. You know, I'm not sure what the age breakdown is in our demographics. And you know, it's funny you should say that, because one of the things I'm most proud of with this podcast really is that we really do have a diverse demographic. Like, you probably don't notice it because you stay off social media.
I do.
I'm on social media. I'm seeing who exactly is communicating with us and following with us. And I'll tell you what, we have all different types of people from all different areas of the globe who listen to this show. And I think that's really cool. I just thought I'd mention that.
I told you. I said, and I've said it before on the show, one of the cool things that I enjoy about doing this show in particular is, hey, you know what? How boring would it be? That's why me and like a guy like Eric, he has mentioned many times, like, why don't we do a show? Why don't we do a show? Why don't we do a show? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. But in my mind, I'm thinking that might be cool for a couple shows. Like,
right.
Because we had the same exact tastes. You know what I mean? Like, and some variations. But, okay, after the fourth show, it's like, okay, we kind of get it. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
arguments ever.
No. I mean, no points of discussion. No nothing.
No telling him he's out of his mind.
Right. Every 20-year-old, you know, hasn't seen, you know, I get
it. Right.
But the fact that, again, there are Damon people that listen to the show, and that you can get me at Snapchat if you could.
Don't follow him on Snapchat.
And Colin, I don't have Snapchat anymore. I just do him.
I'm shocked.
what are you going to do? I just think it might be a good idea. And there's Colin people. And I like that. That's I think that's partially. And listen, I go off about, oh, how could this person's an idiot? How could they think this? Blah blah blah. And you know, it's just a different opinion and a different point of view and a different way to see things and a different way. I enjoy that. I think that kind of keeps me on my toes, which is maybe not the most comfortable thing for me at all times. But I think that's how you grow, right? That's how you grow. Wow, we're really getting deep here today, guys. Woo. All right.
Well, hey, listen, this is what happens when it's late November and we're in the middle of the World Tag League. but going back to the World Tag League, I wanted to mention some of the matches that we have to look forward to thus far. And there are interesting matches. I'm specifically looking at the Thursday card for November 30th, and right here.
I'll be at Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, you'll be at Liam Gallagher. You're going to be watching some of those matches late, probably.
Yes.
What I wanted to mention was Kitamura and Finley taking on G.O.D., a match I'm sure you're going to be looking forward to, Damon, right?
I'm going to be truthful right now, and I know I do what's known in the industry as a New Japan Pro Wrestling podcast, internationally known podcast.
That's right. I can prove that.
Yes. Guess what? Unless somebody tweets you, Colin, and says, or texts me and says, you got to watch this fucking match, there's a very good possibility this guy's not going to watch that fucking match. Let's put it this way. If the sun is shining any day during the week, I probably won't watch that match.
But how about like a Hanare and Makabe versus Yano and Ishii? So basically watching that to see Ishii and Hanare in the ring together.
Yeah. Yes, I would watch that. And I will watch that, yes.
Any thoughts on Hanare thus far?
He's a good... I mean, I don't think there's anything that's you know, where he's, you know, completely turned a corner yet.
No, he's certainly, like, you know... So what's weird is that Hanare has been in the same class with guys like Oka and Kitamura, yet those young lions stand out a lot more in my eyes than he does. And not to say that he doesn't stand out, but they seem to have acquired that special distinguishing something quicker than Hanare has.
Well, yeah, that special something is an extra, you know, year in the ring.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's how quickly that's, you know, when you want to look at the pace in which this group of young lions is at and how well they have improved. And again, our people voting in the Purecast Awards are kind of speak volumes. Yeah. I mean, they feel the same way. You know, it's an amazing thing to watch how they have progressed in just a short amount of time. But if you're looking for a measuring stick, look at what that time off for Hanare has done.
Right, it's set him really back pretty far.
Right, it's you know how far those other kids have shot up, just in that time in the ring, and once again, here we go back to World Tag League. This is another area where, you know, these kids learn in the ring.
And a good spot for a guy like Hanare, who's been out for a year, to kind of, you know, get his groove back and shake off some dust, shake off some cobwebs.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but I'm seeing it, and maybe I'm being a little bit oversensitive to looking for it.
The injury.
He does seem tentative. Like, he seems... a little
reluctant.
I wouldn't say afraid. I want to go that far, but it just
careful.
Seems like
he's being careful.
Yeah, mindful maybe. He's aware of it, and that's not a good thing, right? When you're aware of an injury, it seems that, you know, you can't have your mind on that if you're doing a physical contact of recreational activity.
And that's got to take a toll on Hanare mentally to have been out for that long. All of his peers are there wrestling all the time, getting further and further ahead of him. So, yep. You know,
well,
into it as well.
I'm sure, right? I'm sure. Again, it's not like he's, you know, playing professional football, American and or European.
He's not playing cricket.
He's not playing cricket, right? Where you could lose a spot if you're injured. I can't imagine being injured in cricket. How the fuck does that happen? Right? I mean, seriously, the paddle hit you in the head. I don't know.
We're gonna have angry cricket people tweeting at us now.
You have no idea what you're talking about. It's cricket. You're paddling a ball. How can that be? It is. You ever see highlights of cricket?
I can't say that I ever have.
Of course not. who would watch it? Right. But it's a very popular sport, Colin, around the globe, except here in the United States, where no one has an idea what the fuck a cricket is. Yeah. So it's like it's you know how, like, you ever watch in passing I'm sure you're not sitting by your television watching. Have you ever watched like the fast pitch softball? Like the college, like the women's college teams?
No, I can't say that I have, actually.
Oh, you never have? You've never flipped channels and just and have that pop on?
You got to remember, I don't have cable.
Ah, you're right. Well, you know, maybe you know. You know how they pitch? So they'll do that underhanded toss, but it's like they gun it. I mean, they really whip the pitch.
Okay, so they're throwing it at a fast pace.
Yes.
With a little steam on it.
A little steam on it underneath. But you know, now that I'm thinking of it, I don't even think they pitch that way in cricket. I think it's overhand. I don't know. But they have those goofy cages on. I don't know. It's a weird thing. All right, listen. Don't tweet us with us. You know, just don't yell at us about cricket, because I swear to God, I won't care. I'll just be like, I don't care. Just sit there and watch cricket. I don't care. What's my point, Colin? I'm all over the place.
We were talking about Henare.
Oh, Henare. And I think to wrap it up is Henare likes to play cricket. That's my final
That's what we were getting at. Henare should actually pursue a cricket career.
Correct. Maybe that's how he rehabbed. He was a lot of cricket he played, and it got him in the ring. No, I see your point, Colin, in the sense of all his peers kind of moving ahead. But again, that's a sports injury, right? That's what
now,
happens.
Do you think that Henare looks at a guy like David Finley and says, "Ooh, at least I'm not him."
Yeah,
at least it's not that bad.
Yeah, he's looking at David Finley in his rearview mirror. He's like, "Toodaloo, Finley, I'm out of here." Pew!
I wasn't even here all year.
Right. I'm playing cricket, for Christ's sake. You're sitting there doing jobs to fucking Togi Makabe all day long. In multi-man tags. Yeah. All right. So we talked a little cricket.
Two matches I'm really looking forward to, actually. Well, one specifically, and that is Jeff Cobb and Elgin versus the Best Friends.
Yeah. You know, that has the potential to be good. I know that each of those guys have worked with each other, right, in various forms. That might be pretty good. What day is that?
That is on a Thursday, which is November 30th.
Okay, so it's a little late, like if, it, but not late enough, right? If it were like in December, like if it were in that first week of December, that would really be good. The fact that it's a little bit in the early stages, like in the early half of this tourney,
yeah,
I mean, it'll still be good. But here's the thing, too: November 30th, you say?
Yeah, November 30th, Thursday.
Guess where that's at?
That is at right Cork and Hall.
That should be good. You would think that they would have some, maybe a little extra pep in their step. That's got potential, man.
And the main event for that show is War Machine versus KES. So, like, when was the last time we saw them in, like, a regular tag team match that wasn't a three-way?
Yeah, I don't think ever, right?
Right. It feels like it.
Man, I mean, I know they obviously have to be in the ring together, right? I would have preferred them not being in the ring together ever again. Not to jump around, but I think Elgin and Cobb lost to KES last night, right?
Yes, they did.
Weird. That's weird, right? Because if we're sitting here saying, we can expect KES. Well, you know what? I guess they couldn't have Elgin and Cobb beat them, right? Because then it would be an automatic kind of thought process of, well, Cobb and Elgin, but then KES has to lose too, right? Has KES lost yet?
KES has 6 points.
Okay, that means they wrestled three times, right?
Yep, three wins.
Okay, so no losses.
No losses for KES.
All right, so there you go. That might be an interesting thing. So if anybody gets a pin on them, maybe we have a future champion or a future title defense. So, yeah, I guess they couldn't have Elgin and Cobb beat them because then it would just be a slam dunk. Well, Elgin and Cobb have to get
I think the KES, they have to win all of their matches up until the final. And then, of course, whoever defeats them at the final will go on to challenge them at the Dome. I mean, that's how this goes, right?
I would think something along those lines.
That's how this goes. Right. So that's why I feel like you have to have KES just win all their matches.
Okay, but they're in the same block, though. So how does Elgin and Cobb win the thing? They didn't have.
They're
to
not
beat
going to.
Wow.
They're not going to. I really don't think they're going to.
Okay. By the way, I haven't heard anything new.
So same as last week, Jeff Cobb still not booked.
Again, that's what I heard. I mean, but I haven't heard anything that he is. So I'm going under the assumption that he still is not booked for Wrestle Kingdom. So
no, I think that KES, the tag champs, right? They've got to win their respective block, or else it complicates things too much to have your tag champions, you know, taking multiple losses. So now they owe all these people title shots. Like, I guess you could do that to make it a three way. You know, you want to make this a three-way, a four-way. You could have them lose to somebody, and then that person will have claim to the belts. I mean, that could be the route they go too.
Nah, I'm hoping it's just the most direct path. That does put a little bit of a monkey wrench. Yeah, I know, right? All right, whatever. All right, so that was all right. The KES match and Cobb and
I kind of have a inkling of where they're going to lose too, to be honest with you.
Give me it.
Well, no, not I'm sorry, I was thinking of the Cobb and Elgin team. I was thinking have KES faced GOD yet? I don't believe so.
No,
that's who they're going to lose to. That's where I was getting at. I just thought that match was sooner. I thought that match was coming up sooner, but
okay, I don't know, fuck me.
I think they're going to lose to GOD, and then this thing's going to be a three-way, right?
You really think it's going to be a three-way?
Well, where else are you going to put GOD? Feels like they have to be in the mix for these tag titles.
Fucking
doesn't
Christ.
It?
I guess, man.
Because that's the new thing. Like, every year for the junior tag titles at the Dome, it was a three-way, a four-way, and then that kind of stopped last year, right? This year, really, at the Dome.
Right, Dome, right.
Yeah, this past Dome. It was a regular tag match for the junior straps, whereas the heavyweight titles, that was a three-way with a lot of foul language.
It really was.
So I think that's they kind of flip-flopped that junior heavyweight and heavyweight division title role at the Dome.
Yeah, they just erased junior and filled in the names and they kept it the same. Yeah, all right, look. Well, that makes it really uninteresting, that's for sure. Whew, boy.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go with that prediction. GOD defeats KES.
Okay.
And then KES wins the block, but you know, GOD has a claim to the titles as well. So,
my goodness gracious! All right, we'll see. I have no prediction right now. How can you get excited over that? Fucking Christ! All right. So what else we got at Cork? If that was the main event, then we got what?
Yeah,
that was
the main event. It was War Machine versus Kate. Yes, should be good. Friday, December 1st. Let's check out what we've got here. A block, of course, so Yoshihashi and Goto taking on Chase Owens and Fale.
Okay.
Nothing to get excited about there, really.
What do you think of that challenge? Do you think that's a possibility? Do you think that there is any possibility of Goto and Yoshihashi, or do you think Goto is definitely doing never?
I think Goto is doing never title against Suzuki.
Okay, I do too. All right.
Yeah, no. So to answer your question, no possibility of them in the heavyweight tag title mix.
All right. So what do we got on the block A, right? This is block A.
Yeah, this was block A. So we've also got Sammy and Juice taking on Suzuki and Izuka. Ooh.
I watched a little bit of that. I can't get past them anymore. Like, I would
can't
be so
it.
Happy.
I'm sorry.
I'm done with Suzuki-gun, man. I'm done with it. Oh, boy. I just... The brawling on the outside, the iron claw. Whew, it's fucking tough, man. It's a fucking tough watch. All right.
We've also got Nakanishi and Nagata taking on Sonata and Evil.
I think Yuji Nagata's done okay.
Yeah, well, Yuji Nagata always does okay.
Yeah. I don't think Sonata and Evil have been super impressive.
Nothing that I could name off the top of my head that really stood out.
Okay.
So far.
All right, so there you go. That might not be a bad match, actually.
And then all Tenkozy versus Yujiro and your boy, Hangman Page.
My boy?
Yeah, why apparently.
Why is he my boy?
Ah, you,
I
listen,
like one rude match. He called me names. Hey. He called me rude name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did.
Remember that? I think Callahan and Juice.
You deserve them, by the way, but go ahead.
Callahan, Juice, Iizuka, Suzuki. Do you think that's got a shot of being decent?
No. Is that a serious question? Juice,
yeah.
and Callahan versus Suzuki and Iizuka? No.
No shot.
We're going to see. Oh, you know. Do I even need to go over what we're going to see?
Right.
Do I really have to go over it?
There's going to be a lot of chairs, right?
Yeah, a lot of chairs, a lot of guardrails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on in Osaka on that Saturday show? That might be a little bit more interesting.
Actually, there really is some interesting stuff here on the Osaka show, which is Saturday, December 2nd. It's going to be December. How the hell did that happen? What do we got here? Okay, so Kitamura and Finley versus Best Friends. That's kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, I think so. I can get into that. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably at a 6. I'm okay with that.
I'm down with seeing Kitamura and Beretta together in the ring.
Yep, yep. All right, what else we got?
Hanare and Makabe versus Cobb and Elgin. That should be good.
We talked about that one, didn't we? Hanare, Elgin, Cobb. That's a beefy fucking match.
That
right
is
there.
That's like a like a French dip.
Wow.
I was trying to think of like a hearty sandwich.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the French dip came to mind.
I would have gone with the muffaletta.
Okay.
Yeah. A nice olive spread.
It's a good pastrami on rye.
Ah, that's a good.
With
I
mustard.
Do love good. Like I do. No, don't put mustard on. You ruin it with the mustard.
Sorry.
You put the. Here's what you do. Here's what you do with the fucking the pastrami. You get the pastrami, right? You get the
sounds
Swiss.
Like a Ronnie the limo driver tip. Here's what you do with the pastrami.
Yeah, but the pastrami on the rye bread. A little Russian dressing, a little bit, not a lot. Don't kill it, right? The coleslaw on the fucking sandwich, the Swiss cheese, the pastrami. Oh, now that's a fucking sandwich. All right. And this is what that matches.
Yeah, Hanari, Makabe sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one. This is a corned beef special, pastrami special. Cobb, Elgin, Makabe, Hanari. Yeah, I could get into that one. All right.
So you know what's interesting about this card? And again, this is from NJPW 1972. You know, I always make sure I have the most up-to-date card in front of me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it too, dude. What's going on here?
And G.O.D. versus Cobb and Elgin is listed for this very same show.
Right. What the fuck is that? Hey, New Japan, get on it, man. That's, yeah, it's Hanari, yeah. So which one is it going to be? Hanari, Makabe, Cobb, and Elgin. And then right underneath it, they have, G.O.D. against Cobb and Elgin.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into this a little further because, hey, listen, if Cobb and Elgin, if they want to wrestle twice.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening either, but I wouldn't mind that. Trust me. So
do me a favor. Text Tanahashi for me. And just let them know.
Okay, so listen, it is Makabe and Hanari versus Cobb and Elgin. We've got G.O.D. versus K.E.S.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so G.O.D. versus K.E.S. and then War Machine versus Ishii and Yano.
War Machine Ishii in the ring is nice. I think that could be good too. Kyle, that's not a bad show. That Osaka show is not bad.
No, the Osaka show probably... Among all the shows I'm looking at here and all the shows we've seen, this one quite possibly has the most to sink your teeth into.
Do you think they show that, and they haven't, do you think they show that the main event is not bad on paper?
No, the main event, like I'm looking at it right now, and what do we got? So we got Okada, Ospreay, and Ghetto.
Right.
Taking on Naito, Bushi, and Hiromu.
It's pretty good on paper.
They've got to just upload this whole Osaka show, right?
I mean, this is not a bad... I mean, all things considered...
It's
Osaka yes.
card. I mean, listen, we've got Nakanishi in a tag match against Oka and Umino. We've got Nagata and Kawato versus Evil and Sonata. Goto Yoshihashi versus Suzuki and El Desperado. There's a big Tanahashi multi-man tag match. I mean, this wouldn't be a bad show to just stick on NJPW World.
I would watch this entire show. Yeah, they have a Bullet Club, Fale, Owens, Page, Takahashi, and Leo Tonga.
Yeah.
With going against Sami Callihan, Juice, Kojima, Tenzan, and Tanahashi. It's not bad.
No, and Osaka, you know.
Right.
They're always a great crowd. So this would be a good World Tag League to upload in its entirety. In
my opinion. Agree.
But yeah, I'm saying, you know, my official prediction, G.O.D. defeats KES. They get their first loss of the tournament. G.O.D. will then have a claim to the titles, three-way dome. I'm sorry, but that's how I see it.
All right. I have no prediction. I'm still sticking somehow with Cobb and Elgin. I don't know how it's going to fucking happen.
I hope so, but...
Because what else are you going to do with Elgin at the dome, Colin?
Nothing, I guess.
Nothing?
Never Trio Picture and New Japan Rumble are like your two last slots.
If they put Michael Elgin, seriously, if they put fucking Michael Elgin in the Wrestle Rock Rumble, I'm going to be fucking...
Listen.
That's a travesty.
We talked about it last week when we were previewing the PuroCast year-end awards. We were saying we were batting around the idea of Michael Elgin in Wrestler of the Year just because of the sheer volume of great matches that he produced in 2017. So yeah, trust me, I hear what you're saying. Not putting Michael Elgin in at least the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Title picture, because that is the final biggest spot you can stick him on before he's reduced to Wrestle Rock Rumble and Never Trio Picture. That's like the final biggest spot that he can be in on this Tokyo Dome card. So I don't know, but judging from their track record of them and with Michael Elgin, forgive me if I don't have the highest of hopes here.
Yeah. That's fucked up, I think.
I'm just looking at I agree it is fucked up, but I'm just looking at history and thinking to myself, okay, G.O.D. I mean, who do you think New Japan views higher as far as a tag team? G.O.D., who are, you know, in the Bullet Club, they're Bullet Club guys, or Elgin,
you know,
and Cobb?
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, here's the thing, too, though. And again, I don't know I don't know the personalities in play, and I don't know if something was, you know, somebody rubbed somebody the wrong way.
We're not behind closed doors, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, correct. So, I mean, it could be a personal thing. You know, it could be something where I don't have the answer to that, but it could be something as simple as that, where, you know, maybe somebody's rubbed the wrong way. And let's be truthful here. You know, Michael Elgin doesn't have the fucking best history in the world, right?
No, I remember going back to when he was ROH World Champion, hearing about this stuff.
He's going to be a fucking baseball player. Yeah, he's ready to be fucking the new Johnny Bench.
Right.
Oh, come on. The fuck was that about? You know, that wasn't that long ago. You know, the G1 kind of turned everyone's opinion. But there was a time where Michael Elgin was not the most popular guy, even among fans, right, let alone people in the back. So again, there is a history there where, you know, sometimes things don't always work out. But again, who knows? I can't answer that. I don't know the answer to that. But it does seem very strange to have a guy as talented as Michael Elgin wind up in the fucking Wrestle Rock Rumble. That to me, that's somewhat hilarious, to be truthful. Somewhat hilarious.
It is. And so that's your Saturday show in Osaka. And really quick, there's two matches for the A block on the Sunday show. And they are Juice and Sammy versus Fale and Chase.
Okay, and that will be built in the multi-man tag that we'll see the night before. I'm sure there'll be some shenanigans involving those two, okay?
And Tenkozy versus Evil and Sonata, which should actually be pretty decent.
Yeah, fucking Tenzan can get to the ring.
I know, but...
Man, I worry about that guy. Yeah, that shouldn't be bad either. Like, they'll try at least. I gotta be honest. So far, that Osaka show sounds really nice. I wish I Hope and Pray. That'll see that whole show. That might not be a bad one to watch front to bottom.
And by the way, main event for that show on the 3rd, the day after Osaka, is the same. It's that six-man tag of Okada,
is
Osprey,
really?
And Gedo versus Bushi, Takahashi, and Naito.
Wow, we're doing WWE house show things, right? We're going around the horn with Nakamura, Jinder Hall. All right.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. Poor Nakamura. Anyway.
What are you going to do? Hey, listen, he knew what he was getting himself into.
He bought his ticket. He knew what he was getting into.
That is great. I use that line at least once a week. Oh, Airplane, you're so good. All right. Colin, can we stop talking about the World Tag League? I think we've covered all angles, and it's boring the fuck out of me. All right.
So those are your upcoming World Tag League shows, folks. But, Damon, the last time I checked in with you in regards to the Purocast year-end awards, you had told me that so far there was a grand total of 569 votes. Am I right?
How many?
569 votes.
Right. Well, look, you can add another 100 to that because the last time I checked, yes, we were at. Oddly enough, I don't know why it just randomly, every time that I happen to check, it's at this point, but it's 669.
669.
Yes, 669. So I'm very happy with that. You know, we've only been doing this the second week.
Yeah, this is the second week now, and one of the things that I've been seeing a lot on social media, and I'm very proud of this because I think it says a lot about the audience that we've fostered over the years and how we're sort of viewed in the pro wrestling community, but the general consensus...
Dipshits.
Dipshits okay. And dopes, right. And, you know, lots of other foul things, but beyond that... These awards have sort of now, in their third year, become looked at as the voice of the American fans, in a way, speaking, you know, specifically here in the state. And you know, not just the American fans, but like the voice of the fans. Like, this is where they get to make their voice heard and vote, you know. And yeah. I was just talking about the English-speaking thing because... Obviously, we're both here in the States and we speak English, but like beyond that, this gives a lot of fans from here in the States and around the world the opportunity to make their voices heard. So I'm very proud that those awards have kind of been, you know, are like the official, unofficial fan awards. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do, Colin. And again, Tokyo has their Tokyo Sports Awards, which are, you know, some people kind of, you know, look at them with a little bit of a squinty look and a shoulder shrug, and it's not which, you know, just it's somewhat taken seriously and somewhat not, right? Is what the point I'm trying to make, Colin.
I agree with a lot of who the winners are.
In some cases, sometimes it feels like for instance, like the 1 year that Tenryu Okada match. Either one match of the year or was real close to winning match of the year, was like runner-up.
I don't think that one match of the year. I remember that year Okada and Marufuji from the G1 winning match of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how do I remember that match doing very well in the Tokyo Sports Award? I just think that, again, I'm not saying that our awards are more important, but just think I like the idea of fans being able to vote. Again, we don't have the only say that we have is really in the beginning in who the nominees are. But truth be told, it's not just a conversation between myself and Colin, right? At the end of the day, it is Colin and my picks on who gets nominated. But we talk to lots of people throughout, you know, even before these things are going, you know, from feedback that we get from social media and feedback that we get from, you know, just our friends and people that we respect. And so, you know, I like the idea that it's not us that's voting for these things. It's the listeners and the fans, and that's important.
Right.
I'd be curious to see how many people from actually Japan vote. Right. I don't know if we could find a way to get those numbers, but
I'm not sure.
Right. But let's put it this way. I mean, I don't see a lot of Japanese, except my name, unfortunately, in the least favorite wrestler.
That person reached out to us, by the way.
Oh, really? Who was it? Do we know? Do we know who that was?
It was like last week.
All right. But it's a good person. All in good fun. I laughed my ass off on that. I thought that was pretty funny. It was a joke, right, Colin?
Yes, it was a joke.
Oh, right. Very good. Hurtful. All right. Good stuff by them. But yes, I'm very happy with the awards and the turnout so far. And again, if you're still mulling it over and you're still deciding who you're going to be picking, again, you have until when is it? December 13th, Colin?
December 15th, which is a Friday.
Okay. So you have until a couple weeks, right?
But Friday again, the 15th.
Right. You don't want to wait until the last minute, that's for sure, and scramble to get your picks in.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do.
Is that right?
Oh, that's what I always do. I wait till the last minute to cast my ballot. I might have done it late last year, actually. So mine should have been disqualified, technically.
Wow. Jeez, Colin. Well, let me suggest that you do get it in early. And again,
don't be like me.
You can follow along on Twitter. It's a pinned post on the New Japan Purecast Twitter account. It's a pinned post on Facebook as well.
Got to get it up on Voices of Wrestling as well.
Okay, yep, we still haven't gotten a hold of Rich. Did we get it up on the Classic board yet?
It should be on the Classic board.
Okay, so you can find it there. Again, many ways to get it. Tweet us, we'll get you the link, but you can vote, you can follow along, you could change your vote as well. So if you had a change of heart on something, you can go back and change your vote. But you can follow along right there on that Google Doc. And again, Sean Silverman, is it?
Sean Sindelman.
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 My bad. My apologies. Again, hooked us up big time with that Google Doc, creating that for us. And that imagine me counting 600, almost 700 votes, 700 emails. Oh, imagine how miserable I would be.
Well, listen, when this is all said and done, I think we're going to have quite the turnout.
I would be thrilled if we got 1,000. I really would. I'd be thrilled if we got 1,000 participants. That would really mean a lot. All right, so that's good news there. Again, you can follow along. Right now, it looks like Okada and Omega for Wrestler of the Year. It looks like Bucks and War Machine for Tag Team of the Year. Wrestle Kingdom looks like Show of the Year with Dominion on its heels.
I think Dominion's going to win.
Dominion's got a little ways to go. I'm not going to lie. Dominion's got a little ways to go. Wrestle Kingdom's doing just fine for itself. Ishii is doing very well for Unsung Hero. And Junior looks like Takahashi and Kushida and Osprey are the people in the mix there. So, again, make sure that you can get in there, vote for who your favorites are. Let your voice be heard. It's again, I know people in the company know of these awards. I don't know if they're following along as hardcore as we are, but I do know they know of it, and I think it's an important thing. So fire away, kids. Find it on Twitter, find it on Facebook, and vote away.
So that is the latest on the Purocast End of Year Awards. Again, make sure you get your votes in by Friday, December 15th. And Damon, I also wanted to talk today about the Tokyo Dome a little bit.
All right.
As of this recording right now, Sunday, November 26th, in the afternoon, Wrestle Kingdom 12 is not going to be on pay-per-view. We had heard some rumors of Jericho trying to get that on pay-per-view. Turns out it's not going to happen. New Japan looking at this as a way to get more subscribers, obviously, for their service. Now, we had kind of had a little discussion off the air about this. Okay, so I was in the camp of I wanted them to get pay-per-view. I thought it would have been good for them.
Right. And I am too, to be truthful. I mean,
you just weren't as gung-ho about it being on pay-per-view.
Here's the thing. I didn't think it was a make or break, right? I didn't think it was a make or break, because I think if people wanted to watch the show, and every Wrestle Kingdom, they do get a nice big bump from Wrestle Kingdom. So they get a bunch of subscribers, and some stick around. A lot of them don't, to be truthful. But they get a nice bump come Wrestle Kingdom time. The only question is that I have is this, and I think you have the same question.
Yeah.
Is the ease of use, right? So again, Colin, you have always been the person to say apps, ease of use, one button, make it simple and easy for people to watch the product, right?
For the layperson, if you're trying to attract a layperson, somebody who is kind of flipping through their guide, you know, And they see, Wrestle Kingdom 12. Oh, Chris Jericho. Huh, right. This sounds like a cool event. I think I'm going to click the old order button. That's ease of use right there.
Right. Now, again, Access TV may or may not, still unconfirmed as of how they will be involved. That they're going to be like last year where it was on a slight tape delay, right? Where people could watch it for free.
Like, again, as of this recording, the last I heard from Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer is that Access TV talks of them doing something, but it's not clear what that is. If it's going to be the same deal as last year, 4 weeks of Wrestle Kingdom or whatever it was, that month. Or maybe they would try and do something, the day after in prime time, perhaps.
That's not a bad idea. Now, look, again, New Japan is trying to get $9.99 out of people, right? They're trying to...
$9.99 yen.
Which right around now is about $8-ish, right?
It's not bad for the best pro wrestling on the planet, am I right?
It certainly is not. I would agree. Here's the challenge that I have, though. And again, the biggest struggle that you have right now, Colin, with getting people to watch that product is navigating the website, signing up for New Japan World, hooking up their HDMI cable or their Chromecast or their Fire Stick or whatever.
And listen, to the hardest of the hardcore, which, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're a hardcore New Japan pro wrestling fan. It's not going to be that big of a deal for you to get a membership to NJPW World, fire it up on your Chromecast or Fire Stick, whatever. You're in the loop. You're pretty savvy on how to do this. Now, again, I'm going back to the layman, the guy who's laying there on the couch, flicking through his guide, sees, oh, wow, Chris Jericho, Wrestle Kingdom 12, New Japan Pro Wrestling. He is not, you can tell him, look, this is how you do it. It's really easy, njpwworld.com. You can tell him that, sure, and, it'll sound really easy, but I'm telling you, once he gets to that website, and once he's like, oh, what the fuck is this? I've got to translate it to English? As silly and as stupid as it sounds, these are still barriers. And in order for you to fix that, boy, you've got to have a really slick English website up and running. I know it's okay right now, but again, to this person who I'm speaking of, casual pro wrestling layman, it's still a bit confusing. Okay,
and that's fair, and I think that's fair to me. Again, a person who got this stuff on videotape in the mail and had to pop in a fucking VCR tape, the fact that I'm getting it is amazing.
But this is
not for me, right? The question that I do have now, and again, I'm playing a bit of a devil's advocate, because I do 100% agree that if you have the opportunity to do this match, and this match being Omega and Jericho, you fucking do the match. And for the reasons of, we want to get this is a match that will get eyeballs and get attention and get people to watch, right, that normally might not watch this product. But I ask you, why the fuck are we doing this match again if it's going to be a hassle? Like, if the way to watch this product remains status quo, I guess my question is this. If that's going to remain status quo, unless there's some really remarkable upgrade to that website to make it easy to sign up and buy and cancel even.
Right, because I'm talking crystal clear English instructions.
Right. Unless that occurs and everything else, there are changes made. If everything else remains the same, Colin, are we going to get a huge bump in subscribers? And again, we always get the Wrestle Kingdom bump.
Right, we're going to get a bump, but what they're looking to achieve by having Chris Jericho on this card, again, I might be wrong, Damon, but I think you're going to agree with me. What they're looking to achieve is to attract that demographic that I was talking about.
Yes.
Right?
That's why we're doing this match, right?
Right. Chris Jericho, a name that almost everyone is familiar with. I mean, if you're a guy who is, like you, Damon, mid-40s, of course you know who Chris Jericho is. God, you might have even remembered when he was in New Japan, you know,
yes.
in the 95 Super J Cup. You might even remember matches from New Japan that he was in. But anyway, they're looking to attract the guy, the person who knows Chris Jericho and maybe has never really had the opportunity or the desire to watch New Japan Pro Wrestling and to kind of, you know, get them involved and say, hey, look what we've got over here on the other side of the lawn.
Yeah, and again, he's going against the person who arguably is the hottest commodity in pro wrestling in Kenny Omega, right?
I mean,
even if you're a casual pro wrestling fan, I guarantee it, you've seen the Bullet Club shirts and you kind of have an idea. You might not know everything about it. You might not know Tonga, you know, Loa.
You might not know Leo Tonga.
Right.
Or Takashi Iizuka.
Right. You may not be familiar with, you know, everybody involved, but again, you might not know Chase Owens, but you have a pretty good idea of Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
Right. We're talking Bullet Club here specifically.
Correct.
I had mentioned Iizuka because I felt
that's all right.
We
get your point.
I had
right.
to.
That's right. It's fine. My point being is this, Colin. Again, casual fans want one button to push.
Yep.
Even
the WWE Network right now, like for example, my folks back home, they have TiVo, and like you can get that right on the TiVo now. You don't even have to load up a streaming device. It's right there on your box.
Hey, that's hot. there's a million ways to get it. And again, the Amazon Fire Stick is a great example.
I ordered
one. Easy. I have one, and I watch more New Japan World content than I probably have in the past.
They were having a sale on Cyber Monday sale, I guess would be $24.95 for the Fire Stick on Amazon.
Excellent. That's well worth it just for the ease of use for New Japan World. Again, I'm not saying we don't do this match, but please don't misunderstand or, you know, take this the wrong way. We do Jericho Omega. Again, for all the right reasons, it's a slam dunk. But again, if we're looking for casual fans, pay-per-view would have been a great way to make that happen. It really would. Access TV doing a live special, that's not going to happen, I don't think. I think that would be counterproductive. We want people to sign up. But again, if there's not improvements to that website, I'm not saying this is all for naught, right? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that to take full advantage of this really great opportunity for New Japan. This is a great opportunity.
It is.
To take full advantage, I guess the one suggestion I would say is please do something about that clunky as fuck website. Make it easy for people to sign up. Make it easy for people to again, a lot of the problem, Colin, is not even the signing up from what I understand. A lot of the problem is people's reservations about signing up for a foreign language service and being able to cancel said service. Right.
Right.
There's no – do me a favor, kids. Try and cancel your – don't you have to cancel, but just go to the pages and try and find how to cancel that.
I was just thinking about this the other day. Like if I had to cancel my NJPW World subscription for whatever reason, I don't know how the hell to do it.
Not only that, Colin. How about I'll give you a real life scenario.
Okay.
Change the credit card that the account is under.
I wouldn't know how to do that either. Like I was thinking about like, oh boy, if I could like hook this up to my PayPal, because I know that there's an option to do that, but I think my God, it's you really gotta scour through posts on Reddit and
you do.
Just to figure out how to change your card.
Yeah. Yeah. So that scares people. I mean, not gonna lie. That does frighten people. Again, just to be crystal clear, I want the match. I think the match will be fine. Very good, as a matter of fact. I think the match will be very good. I think the energy in the building will be tremendous. I think the atmosphere and the buzz and the excitement, top-notch. I think this is a great opportunity for New Japan. I think this is a opportunity that they have to take advantage of. Now, let's connect the dots. If again, we're looking for the casual audience, the casual fan. We need ease of use, and the current website is not going to make that happen. If pay-per-click, if pay-per-view is not an option, and it doesn't look like it's going to be, do we improve New Japan World to make it easy to sign up. I hope that they do.
Here's another thing that I wanted to mention. Since we don't know what Access TV currently has in mind as of this recording. Okay, so this pay-per-view, or not pay-per-view, but this show, I should say, it's not going to be a pay-per-view, is on a Thursday. Of course, it's on January 4th. It's on a Thursday. Now, I remember Wrestle Kingdom 9 having the luxury of having been, I think it was on a Saturday, actually, a few years back. Wrestle Kingdom 9 was on a Saturday. So, you know, I feel like it was more appealing for people to be able to order that in prime time. I think that's how I did it, actually. Anyway, what I'm getting at is, okay, so this is on a Thursday. What if Access TV did a thing where they put this in a prime time slot on a Friday or a Saturday?
Well, they already got Friday, right? So they already
Friday.
Right. So just, that would be ideal, right? Again, I wouldn't have a problem with it being free. You know, I hold my breath on that one too.
You would have a problem with it being free?
I mean, isn't the goal to get people to sign up? If I guarantee you there would be a ton of people that would be like, well, if it's going to be on free TV, why am I paying $9.99?
Right. If it's going to be on free TV the following night in prime time.
Right. Right. Unless New Japan does an outstanding job of getting the hype machine rolling, right? Unless they just do it, just everybody's just buzzing about it, right? Where it's like, oh, I got to see this thing live. I got to see this thing live. I got to sign up for New Japan World and watch this. But even that being said, Colin, a casual wrestling fan that knows Chris Jericho, might know Kenny Omega, are they waking up at, 3 o'clock in the morning to watch this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people here in the States on the East Coast who will be watching it live. I mean, of course, you'll be there,
right?
Obviously, but
yes.
You know, lots of people do wake up to watch it live. But yeah, like the casual person who we're talking about targeting, like they hear what time it's on live, and that's kind of a buzzkill right off the bat. Like, oh shit, you mean I gotta wake up? I'm not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch this nonsense,
right? Exactly. So that's why I'm kind of leaning on in the camp of, even though the end goal is to have people sign up for New Japan World, truth be told, I don't think many of those people are going to, like, you know, again, I'm talking like the East Coast. There are different time zones and there's people all over the world. So, again, there's benefits too. But Access is only in the United States. So I'm speaking of just people in the United States for right now.
Right.
I got no problem putting that on the next day.
Neither
Thursday,
do I.
Thursday live. If they could pull off a Friday or a Saturday prime time, put that fucking show on Access TV, I got no problem with it. People are going to watch that show, and in that spot for free, they'll do it. And I really don't think it's going to impact that much people who are going to want to watch the show because they're already hardcore New Japan or at least pro wrestling fans, right?
Right.
I really feel that. I don't think it's that putting that show on for free on Access TV is going to hurt subscriber numbers. I really don't.
Do you think it would do anything at all to help subscriber numbers?
Absolutely. I think you now have a bigger opportunity to put eyeballs. Here's what you're doing. You might be taking a small step backwards to move three steps forward. Right?
Oh, I know about that. People do that in life.
Yes, of course. We all do it. I really think that might be the case here. Again, we don't have the pay-per-view option. Okay.
Take advantage of this Access TV relationship and try and get this show on primetime Friday night.
Again, if it's a week, if it's going to take a week, that's fine. Just like they did last year, I think that's fine. Because here's the thing. If it turns out being great, if it turns out being something that's very buzzworthy, because we'll do that legwork, right? The New Japan fans will do that legwork. If it's great, people are going to fucking hear about it, right? They'll get the buzz out. And then if it's the next week, great. People are going to tune in, watch, or maybe they can't wait and watch, and they'll subscribe and watch the replay, right? But it's got to be something that's buzzworthy and notable and newsworthy, and people, you know, will feel like, oh, well, now I gotta fucking see this, right? And maybe that'll be the case. So, yeah, I think they have an opportunity to take advantage of it, and I'm willing to take a step backwards to move two steps forward.
And I have something else I wanted to address in regards to the Tokyo Dome, and that is the main event. Now, Damon, from your vantage point,
yes,
what do you think the main event for this Tokyo Dome show is to the English-speaking fans' eyes? Do you think that they are seeing Jericho Omega as the main event of this show, and the Japanese people are seeing Okada Naito as the true main event?
No, I think everybody thinks it's Naito and Okada.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm kind of getting the vibe. I'm sort of feeling the buzz that Jericho Omega, that's more of you know, what English speaking fans here in the States, they see that as the main event. And I'm sort of speaking from the people who you see out and about in Bullet Club shirts. And again, the layman, I suppose, is what I'm going back to.
Nah, yeah, I'm gonna give more. I don't want to say credit, but I think people understand that Naito and Okada is the main event.
Okay.
I do. I hope they do, because that's the fucking main event.
That right? is the main event. Then right. I think that's going to be the match of the night. That's going to be a blowaway match. I have no doubt about it.
As the kids say, Colin, don't sleep on Jay White Tanahashi.
No, don't sleep on Jay White Tanahashi. I have no doubt that's going to be a great match, too. I mean, Jay White, great wrestler, big stage. I feel like it's a must-win situation for him. You know,
yeah,
that would be a way to, boy, talk about, you know, putting the rocket on someone. Beating Tanahashi at the Dome.
You really going with that? Like, again, keep in mind, it's not a slam dunk that Jay White wins.
And Tanahashi did lose at Wrestle Kingdom the last 2 years in a row.
He's due a win.
He's due a win. Hmm. I don't know. I can just feel it.
I mean, ask Will Ospreay how that works out.
Yeah. Ospreay had that junior heavyweight title for a hot minute.
Oof. Yeah.
Marty Skrull swooped in like the bird of prey that he is.
Well, not even that. Just his debut, lose. The debut doesn't necessarily mean he's winning. Doesn't necessarily mean he's winning.
Right you are. But anyway, there's going to be some great matches on this card. Every match, I mean, you know that's going to be a great match, regardless of the outcome.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, those two matches should be head and shoulders above the rest. With the junior match, even though, again, I'm not particularly fond of a four-way schmazola, that's going to be great. You know, everybody's going to be just raring to go. The people that are in that ring, that's going to be a fucking great match. So I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Well, Damon, we talked about the year-end awards. We talked about the Tokyo Dome. How is the Takayama drive doing?
I'm glad that you asked. I couldn't be more thrilled. You know, there are times in life, Colin, when you kind of take a look in the mirror and you think, boy, I'm a real fucking scumbag.
Or, boy, did I mess up.
Yep, did I really fuck up there? But then there are other times where, you know what, you could kind of look in the mirror and say, hey, you know what, I'm not that bad of a human being. I'm going to go with that for right now, because I am so thrilled to announce that not only did we blow past our original goal of $1,000 to again, hand over cashola just for this Takayama fund. I mean, we all know what kind of shape Takayama is in right now. Paralyzed, from what I understand. Again, injured in the ring. We know the joy that he has given us throughout the year. So we blew past $1,000 for our fund. And again, this is a fund that Eric from Real Hero Archive and the Classic Japanese Wrestling Board has spearheaded. We got involved here on the PureCast. Again, the Voices of Wrestling team. Roy Lucier's Facebook group as well, his Japanese group as well. So again, a lot of people had their hands in this. Blew past $1,000. Right now, we plan to take over to Japan, again, hand cash over to the Takayama Fund. Takiyamania is the name of the fund. $2,500 that we will be converting over to yen. So again, our new goal is 3,000. Our new goal is 3,000, and we're really close to it. So again, if you haven't found a way to come up with a couple of bucks, please do so. Contribute, because it's a great thing that's happening. Here's what's happening as well. And again, if you wanted to donate, beerman37 at AOL.com is the PayPal address. We wanted $1, $2, $5, $10. Let's bring over $3,000 that we can hand over right now. And again, we have two people within New Japan Pro Wrestling that we are talking to right now that have.
Do I know any of them?
Yes, but I'm not going to name names.
Okay.
As of right now, and when it's time, we'll do it. As of right now, so one person spoke with Suzuki this week. The second will speak with him sometime in a week or two. Organizing where we, myself, Eric, and maybe even Mackie and Fumi, who knows, where we personally hand over that cash to Minoru Suzuki. So we are thrilled that this is happening and this is being worked on. Again, let's see if we can hand over 3,000. We're at 2,500, and I'm super proud of each and every. If you have donated, thank you so much. You, from the bottom of my heart, it's really thank you. Let's see if we can get to 3,000. If you haven't donated, please, a dollar or two would be awesome if you could. So again, things are really lining up very well for that fund.
All right, very awesome news, Damon. And again, you know, your original goal was 1,000. Now you're at 2,500. We've got a new goal of 3,000. So let's see if we can make that happen and head over to Japan with $3,000 for Takiyama. So very good news. Very happy to hear that. And donate anything that you can, kids. Every penny helps.
Yep, nothing is too small. No, what's funny is when people donate, they'll donate, but it's like a weird number. And it's not like the fun. It's like people just donate their balance of what they have.
Yeah,
so let's just get like weird numbers.
Buck
like
37.
12, yeah, it's 12.16 or something. But again, everything is we appreciate every penny. So nothing is too small. Keep that in mind too, people. If it's $2, $3, a dollar, and that's all you can afford. It's the Christmas season, the holiday season. I get it. I understand. And again, please keep in mind, everyone, that every penny, that's why we're doing it via PayPal. We didn't want to do like a GoFundMe or anything like that, because we wanted every single penny to go to him. So
right. They take their fair share when you do it on one of those fundraising websites.
Right. Right. And I understand, you know, they got to make money too. So, okay. So that's that. We're very happy. A dollar or two, if you can find it in your hearts, please be generous and be giving. Thanks.
All right, well, there you go, Damon. Today we talked about World Tag League. We talked a little Tokyo Dome news. We talked about the year-end awards. We talked about the Takiyama Fund. I think that about puts a check in each one of our boxes for today's show. What do you say?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm looking forward. I have some baked macaroni cheese left over. I'm going to have some of that and a steak. Can't wait.
Let's have some leftover stuffing last night.
Oh, I can't wait. We talked stuffing. We talked pastrami.
We did. We talked French dips. We've talked about Feel the Cob.
Feel the Cob. That's right. We covered it all. We covered all the bases today. I think chock full of goodness. All right, I'm done. So you can wrap it up.
All righty. So that is the show for today, folks. Remember, NewJapanPuroCast.com, your one-stop shop for all things Purocast. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You can find the Purocast year-end awards posted at the very top of both of those respective social media platforms. Remember, subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher. Listen to us on the Great Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We're usually up there every Monday afternoon. And remember, get your votes in by Friday, December 15th. Again, that is the cutoff for the third annual Purocast Year End Award. So get those votes in. Send any money that you can scrounge up for the Takiyama drive. Damon, again, hoping to have $3,000. So lots of positive things going on in the pro wrestling world currently. And Damon, we're going to be back here next time, same place, same time, to talk more World Tag League 2017. So on that note, for Damon McDonald, my name is Colin Miller. We'll catch you guys right here next week for another episode of the New Japan Podcast.